Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Smashbox TV Podcast 482's After Show. Nailed it.
We did. I thought we did a pretty good job there, Tara.
Yeah. Welcome to the After Show. If you're new here, the After Show sometimes can get off the rails, or sometimes it's right on point.
It's always on point. It's just not always on the disc golf points.
Or what's the point, maybe, is a better question. It's on a point, it's but on, what point is it on?
It's on a point.
Well, here we are. So the After Show is our time to, possibly decompress. Possibly get worked up or dive into other subjects, topics, things of either pop culture and or grander scale, or it could be 100% disc golf fodder and conversation. Either way, there's no promises. Let's put it that way. Some people tune in for exclusively the After Show, and some people tune out exclusively because of the After Show. Either way, that's what we're here for today. So welcome in, everyone.
I went to go see a comedian tangentially related to disc golfers.
Yes, I was going to say his brother's a big disc golfer.
Yes, I'm friends with, I actually mentioned it to him that I'm friends with his brother on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And he's like, really? I was like, yeah, all disc golf. And he's like, oh, yeah. And I was like, yeah, he's pretty into it, right? He's like, yeah, you definitely wouldn't believe it. So I went to go see Pete Lee, who
internationally recognized Pete Lee.
Originally from Janesville, Wisconsin area. And now I believe lives out in California. He kind of talked about some of the stuff. It was in what they called an improv night, which it was at the Improv. But it was just comedians for the most part. First comedian was good. He was fine. I mean, it's hard to tell when they get like 15 minutes, but real big guy. Like, even half of his shtick was about his size. Mm. So that was fine. The second comedian, I believe his name is Marcus Monroe. And the only reason I remember it is because he actually grew up in Shorewood, apparently. Mm. He talked
to...
Which is nearby. So Shorewood is literally 15 minutes up the road here, 15 minutes south of us. They introduced him. He comes on. He's a younger guy in, upper 20s.
He's not the 38-year-old that I'm looking at? That's a comedian?
Yeah, that's definitely him. He's 38.
Yeah, 38.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. His wife is in his upper 20s. He's 38 because he's talked about almost a 12 or 13-year gap. That's right.
Okay.
So, okay, comedian. Nothing to write home about. But the funny part was, we're watching him, a couple chuckles here and there. And then he's talking about how he grew up and his dad was the principal at his school, this whole shtick. And And, you know, then he mentioned, he's like, yeah, I was the weird kid in Shorewood. My wife turns to me and goes, she says the words, Rick Monroe. And I was like, Rick Monroe? And then it hit me. My wife and I, our very
first... Dating a Rick Monroe.
No, weird. Our very first apartment, we rented from Rick Monroe. When I moved in with my wife, she rented the apartment from Rick Monroe, who was the principal at Shorewood where she did her internship. Mm. This guy was Rick's son, and Rick Monroe actually ended up going to being the superintendent of the school my son's at now. This was years ago. I don't believe he's doing that anymore. But so I've met Rick Monroe a few times as he was our landlord. Just a funny thing, because she looked at me, she's like, oh my God, that's Rick.
Small world.
My wife even said, she's like, we lived in the house where he was probably conceived. And I was like,
ew.
I'm like, yeah, we probably did.
That's hot.
That's a little weird, but sure. That's.
I know where your parents boinked.
I know where you were conceived. It was probably the room downstairs. Mm-hmm.
Wait, and you guys lived together before marriage?
Barely. Barely.
Ew.
I know, Terry. Oh, gosh, ew. Living in sin. And then Pete Lee comes on and he does an hour and a half set, which he even said was 30 minutes longer than he expected. For the most part, really funny. He did a bit, which I thought lasted just a little too long, where he was asking the audience for drama. Literally, so like, I love drama, holiday weekends, who here has holiday drama?
Okay.
And it took a little while for the audience to warm up, and so it kind of drug on for a little bit, but then some people are... You know, like, oh, my sister-in-law showed up to this party with a new guy. Or I think one of them was this girl threw a party for her dad, like a retirement party, and planned it with his girlfriend of 14 years, only to find out that her dad breaks up with the girlfriend the morning of the party. And the dad was there. So she volunteered this info, and there's dad sitting next to her. The dad was not keen on talking about why he broke up.
Oh.
But he was there. He chuckled along. But anyway, so afterwards, and the whole reason why we went to this, I invited you. Mm-hmm. You couldn't make it. Running a stupid tournament. The whole reason we did this is so my wife wanted to talk to Pete Lee about booking him for a fundraiser that her office does every October. So trying to get ahead of it. We waited in line, walked around. Finally, we were like the last ones because we kind of stayed near the back of the line. We didn't want to hold anyone up if we were going to chat with him. And my wife talked with him, and I was like, yeah, I'm friends with your brother on Facebook. And he's like, oh, yeah, my brother. He's like, I was touring with Bert.
Kreischer.
Earlier, I think it was late last year, earlier this year.
Oh, I feel like it was just even in the last few weeks, but anyway.
But anyway, so he's like, I called my brother and asked if he wanted to go disc golfing with Bert and a bunch of guys from Discraft. Mm-hmm. He's like, and he's even like, it's Discraft, right? I'm like, yes, Discraft. And so he said, yes. Rob jumped at the opportunity, showed up, and this is what Pete said. Pete's like, he played out of his mind. Rob had the greatest day of his life, which is what you want to do. Maybe
course,
you want to show up. And,
he's
like, even Rob said, I'll never have a greater day in my life because I got to play with Bert. I got to play with his brother. He got to play with the Discraft guys, and he shot phenomenal out of his mind.
Yeah.
And so, Pete was pretty excited that he got to share that. And I figured I would share it here. So everyone knows that Rob, you did have a great day. Everybody
atta
knows
boy,
it.
Rob.
Way to show everybody up. And so that was my connection with disc golf. That was Sunday night that we went to go see that the comedian. And again, if you get the chance, go see Pete Lee. Funny, definitely funny.
I would be willing to bet if you're not familiar with him by name alone, if you saw him, you would recognize him. He's been in a ton of stuff, including being on Fallon a couple times. He's been a writer for a bunch of different stuff. He had he was a cast member for Fuse TV's Video on Trial and the NFL's Network's Top Tens. He was a cast member on VH1's Best Week Ever. He made his late night television debut on The Late Show with Letterman, so on and so forth. He's been on a ton of different stuff. So yes, we've always had this little backdoor connection, and the fact that Rob is actually helped me in orchestrating and running tournaments in that part of Wisconsin in Janesville many years ago. And then he always talked about his brother, this incredible comedian. So that's awesome. So Pete Lee, all about it. Well, nice. Sounds like it was a good time, and as I would expect.
Yeah, it was definitely good. So my wife's not sure. We have no clue. She's going to reach out to Pete Lee and his agent,
yep,
which is what he directed us to do. But it's kind of funny because we were talking on the way back. We're like, I don't know how much she costs. Like, I don't know what what the price is. She's had other comedians. We had Charlie Behrens a couple years ago, who is a very, very popular Wisconsin comedian. And he's a little bit, he's starting to kind of delve out a little more nationally, but he's very much a regional shtick, because it's very much Youper, Yadder Hay.
Playing into Wisconsin, very Midwestern much, stereotypes.
Yeah, not quite Fargo, if you watch Fargo, but very close.
Yeah.
That type of humor. And so he came, and they paid, I forget, a couple thousand dollars to have him there. But I was saying, I don't know what Pete Lee would charge. Like, is that a $2,000 charge or a $10,000 charge? And I have no clue. So we're going to hopefully find that out.
I'd be curious, just from a
curiosity perspective.
Yeah,
I said the same thing.
Level of comedian cost.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not a headlining, selling out Madison Square Garden type, but he's also not like, you know, working your open mic night either.
Correct.
You know, he is.
He's an established comedian.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
And so. I had told my wife last year that they should look at booking him, but by then I think it was too late. By the time we had thought about it, I think it was already like July, and the thing was in October. So she was like, that feels like too short of a span to call somebody and say, hey, you want to do this? So now we've just hopefully going to plan it for next year, which will be great. And if they can do that, you know, we're talking about VIP tickets, maybe get like a half hour, a private show with Pete, you know, for just some VIP people that pay more for their this fundraiser. And I'm excited to see if we can get this moving along. Carney asks a question on the board. Have you been to the Oshkosh Air Show?
You can't ask a couple of Wisconsin boys that. Especially ones that lived 20 minutes from the air show as kids.
Yes. So. I've been there. Honestly, I think I've only been there twice.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I was there with my dad when we were younger. And then it had to be during college. It was right during college. I went there with a girlfriend and her brother.
Did you live in sin with her too?
No, I didn't.
You dirty.
But I would have. No, Jen Meyer, who you and I both know. We worked at Best Buy together.
Yeah. Jen.
A bunch of us, a couple of us, of her family and myself, went to the EAA. But that's the last time I've been there.
Twice only, really?
I've only been there twice. My dad used to go every year. He had there was a pin that you'd get that had the year on it, the EAA pin, and he'd go every year. He had like 15 years worth of pins.
I didn't go every year, but it was definitely far more than twice. But
yeah. I like airplanes. I really want to go in the next year or so, because I want to bring my kids. I want to bring my son before he gets too old and wanders away, because I don't think he's ever been. And my daughter, I think, would have a blast going there.
Okay. I want to, speaking of airplane, I'm getting on one tomorrow. Where am I going?
Probably.
Any idea?
Probably back to Arizona.
No, that's a good guess, but wrong. Other side of the country.
Well, Florida?
Florida, Gainesville. Okay. All right, I'm going to Gainesville tomorrow, because on Thursday we're going to have a... I hope this is this isn't exclusive news yet. I don't believe that it is. Mixed double skins match takes place on Thursday, and then the Chainhawk Open takes place Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'll be there again, giving you guys some coverage. But the doubles teams for Thursday is going to include Jessica Weiss and Double G, Deanne Carey, AJ Carey, Holly Finley and Noah Fiveash, Sarah Hokum and Gavin Rathbun. So they're going to be playing double skins match. I'm going to be recording that. That's going to take place on Thursday. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I believe we go Northside, Jonesville, Northside for the three courses, just like we did last year. Okay. And Chainhawk Open 12, PDGA A-tier coverage coming at you. Peep the channel all weekend. It should be next day in this case. This is the event in a few funny instances. Due to the timing and being on the East Coast, I actually was able to film, edit, commentate, render, and upload and get it out the same night.
Damn!
But I'm not going to... I found that there's not enough benefit to that. People weren't watching on the night I released it because everyone's so accustomed to watching the next morning anyway. So hopefully plan for next day coverage. Not that I've set it up. I'll have a challenge. But that's the plan this weekend. Next weekend... there's a conversation about trying to cover the Big Arm Challenge.
Where is the Big Arm Challenge?
That is in Arizona. It's in its fourth iteration. And you and I know, well, Vista from when the Phoenix Ladies Open happened, where it's in the shortest possible Vista format.
Yes.
We also know Vista in its XL format. Mm-hmm. For the Memorial, that's the standard Vista most of you know from.
Don't tell me coverage. Vista has a Wisconsin XXL.
They have a Terre Bear XXXXL. No, there is a Big Arm Challenge format. I don't know. I forget what probably the name of the layout is.
I got some big arms, like long, but not like that.
I'm going to try. I want to say it's some absurd. Well, I'll tell you the absurd nature. So this has seen the likes of Anthony Barella winning it last year. I don't know how many years.
Makes sense.
Connor Rock, Jake Brown, Jordan Castro, Parker Welk, Jacob Curtis, a.k.a. Cupcake, were all there last year. Drew Gibson was there last year. So those were some of the players that we saw there last year. A lot of similar ones for this upcoming year. I'm going to quickly find you the... AB won it last year. He had a 1083 and a 1069 rated round. And the holes come in at 10,614 feet. So it's not the longest course you're going to see in 2023 or 2024.
But it's a long-ass course.
And it's Vista played in a way that you've never otherwise seen Vista played. And I think there is a lot of appeal to that in itself.
That's cool.
Jennifer Allen's managed to win this a few times.
That's weird.
Isn't it?
Huh.
I know she's signed up playing FBO this weekend as well. So, or that weekend, next weekend. So we're trying to see if there's a practical way for me to get coverage. We're looking for some potential sponsors is the plug I'd put out there. So if you want to support that coverage, which I think will have some pretty good views with some of those big arms, looking forward to it. So Chainhawk this weekend, potentially Big Arm Challenge next weekend.
The only other news we really have that we didn't touch on in the main show, just some sponsorship news. Luque Lorenzen announced that she is leaving Prodigy. Okay.
she reached out to me for a favor and I forgot all day today. So I've got work to do when I get home.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, so I'm guessing she needs some footage or something.
No. But more important, this is, I'm going to interrupt. This is more important.
Okay.
I hope this is public. She's applying for a visa, a sports person visa, and she needs accredited sports media people to potentially help write like letters of recommendations and referrals. And she asked if I would be one of those people, which honestly, I'm just flattered about the thought of. I don't like the idea of doing more work, but the idea of hopefully helping her, you know, follow her dreams and goals and touring more. And I think it's due tomorrow. So
yeah, you're going to want to do that.
To be fair, she just asked me yesterday. But I did forget about it entirely today.
Well, so. I'm glad I reminded you
Thank
when
you.
Mentioning that. All
right,
she
so
is,
now continue on with
she
with,
is leaving
what may or
Prodigy.
May not matter, right?
I mean, she's leaving Prodigy. She might not be leaving the country thanks to Terry Miller. We don't know.
Cool, you got a new sponsor. We're not going to see you here in the U.S. though. That's my fault. My bad,
Bradley Williams. I'll give you Terry's address. So if she doesn't make it, you can come kick the crap out of it.
My bad.
Anyway. There's lots of speculation. Obviously, the number one speculation is she's going to Innova because that's where Bradley is. That's where he's currently. His contract is up. I wouldn't put any stock in her going to Innova particularly, just because who knows?
There's a lot of things that seem logical.
Yeah.
Don't happen.
She it's just as logical. She could go to Lat 64. It's just as logical she could go to Clash. Any of the
Norwegian? Is it Lyft? Who makes the Norwegian disc?
Loft? Loft. Loft, yeah. I mean, anyway, lots of speculation out there. Nobody knows for sure, but we do know that Terry has homework tonight.
Ooh. Totally spaced.
Yeah. Sorry. Well, at least I reminded him.
Yes. Thank you. I'm surprised she didn't remind me today.
She probably trusts you, stupidly.
Well, that's stupid. I mean, seriously.
Gosh.
It just leaves me alone to do something like that.
I don't know.
No. Okay, yeah. So I guess we'll see. Now, is it true, and this falls into the speculation category.
It's all speculation at this point.
Only because, isn't it true that Williams' contract is up at the end of this year, too?
It is, yes.
Okay, so clearly, like you said, there could be an assumption of sorts that she may go there, but also an assumption of sorts that they could both go to two totally different places.
Correct. She could go to Innova and he could leave.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be wild?
Because as I've said, my couple's theory on disc golf is don't have the same sponsor as your significant other. It's just better. Why not have all your bases covered? And I've also said that I think Bradley Williams should be on the star team. And if he's not, he should find a new sponsor.
Mm. He's
been with Innova forever. And he's got probably a very good relationship with them and whatnot. But Bradley, I think, is a known commodity and as a top finisher in our sport. It just sure feels like Innova should put him on that star team. And we've said before,
feels mean nothing.
My feels
That's
mean
what we've
nothing.
Said before. But I'll reiterate, your feels mean nothing. And I only say that because if I don't know if this is the case still, but if there are stringent guidelines and rules and regulations for who's on what team, if you make an exception.
I know.
To put somebody on a team that, in theory, doesn't fit in there, just based on feels, as a company and as a teammate, you're opening up your can of worms.
I know, and I've put some thought into this, and I'm thinking like I don't know the criteria that Bradley doesn't meet
exactly. Yeah,
that would not put him on the star team based on who is currently on the star team. I look at some of the players and I say Bradley is just as good or better than them, and
by some playing metrics.
By playing metrics. And Yerky makes a move. Just does Bradley move plastic? I don't think Innova's star team has ever really been about. I think you can stay on the star team because you move plastic. I don't think it's necessarily ever got you on the star team. Usually, traditionally, and granted, we're old, Innova's star team has usually been what you've done on the course, mm-hmm. usually ratings base or on the course. And I feel like Bradley has to check almost all those boxes. I don't know what the boxes are. Gut instinct says he checks them. I hope he makes it to a star team or at least starts to look elsewhere to somebody else's top tier team. I feel like he is a top player in our sport and he deserves to be on a top team wherever that may be. So I don't see Bradley leaving because I think he really likes the plastic. I think he's very comfortable. And he's just in a good, I think he's in a really good place in life and hopefully with his sponsor, but we'll see. We've got about a month before we find out probably a lot of this stuff. It's the end of November right now. And most of these things start coming out towards the end of December. We hear them. Usually we start hearing some whisperings, right? You know, a little bit before Christmas, and then they start becoming shouts after Christmas.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing how it unfolds.
Yerky says he does not have elite or above win, right? Question mark? Wrong.
Well,
he has the
win becomes the question.
He won an elite. The funny part is he won an elite event 2 years ago at the Preserve.
Correct.
So
in 2022. I feel like it was five or 6 years right after. Either
we could look this up.
But either way. Sure, that particular year, the question obviously for a lot of people is like, does that reset? Does that matter? You know, what have you done for me lately?
Like I said, and I'll say that I'm not shy of this. Innova's star team isn't spectacular. Like, look at the players that are on there on tour. You've got Calvin, who is their top player. After that, who's finishing near the top like Bradley is? Now again, we're coming into the off season. There's a good chance. What happens if Innova picks up a Gannon Burr or a Eagle McMahon or whomever else might be on thing? The teams will all shift in about a month. Mm-hmm. But again, as I say, Bradley is currently ranked number 26th in the United States tour rank. He was higher than that on the pro tour. So I'm looking at him. He's got, he had a European win this year, finished third at a European event. Second, again, he finished second at a major this year. I just, fifth place at Jonesboro, second place at a silver event, the Innova Blue Ridge. I mean, he's had what I would say is maybe an up and down season, anywhere from 15th to 30th to, you know, second at the major. If you want to talk about what have you done for me lately, the last major of the year is of your current sponsors are pretty darn good lately. Who knows? We'll find out in a month, but ultimately, again,
if I didn't know better, because I do know better, yeah. I'd feel like you're his agent.
I'm not.
I know you're not.
I'm not Bradley's
agent.
That's
the funny part.
But I do feel like I can look at someone's skill level and potential and current situation and make a general gist of where that person should be, whether it's Bradley or Gannon or whomever that might be, you know, Alden Harris, Eagle McMahon, pick one. You know, you could ask me.
And you'll tell me where they should be.
I will tell you where I feel they should approximately be. Like, who should be on a tour team?
Okay, well, I guess all we can do is wait and see at this point.
We will wait and find out.
And see if somebody makes you really happy or really mad.
The good thing is, I'm not afraid to say it. I'll tell you what I think.
Also in news, which unfortunately due to some poor scheduling on my behalf.
Way to go.
I did not see any of last evening's CBS Sports Network airing of the ThroughPink/USDGC.
By the way, it was the 2022 Preserve he won.
Yeah. So I did not see any of that. I'm looking for feedback. I didn't see a lot of conversation about it today, but I did not look for conversation about it today. I don't know if it was well received, or not. I'm assuming the editing was solid again. There was, I think, obviously a more concerted effort to feature FPO competition, where I felt like the first one was more MPO heavy. And the one clip I saw somebody else post, I think we again had Germ and Earhart maybe doing a voiceover of sorts, which must be a complete overhaul in terms of voiceover, just because they weren't in the booth.
No.
Especially for that event, because that was FBO, but they weren't in the booth for that, and they weren't on post-production for that. So that's a completely new team to be part of that production. Which I know some people had questioned during the first one, and then probably would question even more so during this one if you questioned it during the first one. But that's who I'm going to assume is part of the team for the final event that gets showed as well. And that's another week or two, if I recall. So, all right. So if anyone has anything of any input on that, I'd love to hear more about it, but hopefully it all went well. I didn't see any major blowups. I didn't see anybody absolutely losing their mind and making a complete...
For better or worse, I didn't see anything on social media about it.
Yeah, I didn't. That's what I'm saying. I feel like it was relatively quiet.
It's CBS, which is another... I mean, it's one of those channels that... It's like a secondary tier sports channel.
Sure.
It's not your ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think that you're going to get much social traction from there. It's probably a great piece.
Yeah, and I think it's a matter of, but like a lot of just, those other, like you said, when it's a second tier, it's not necessarily included in every package. Some people need to either have a certain cable network or provider to get it, or you have to pay a separate fee to have it, and all of those types of things. So there's obviously barriers and obstacles, but hopefully anyone that did see it, again, we can't say this enough times, just like the last one, I'm sure. However it was edited, it wasn't edited for you or for me, you know, to try to,
it's not meant
to you know, satiate the appetite of diehard disc golfers. It's probably a little bit more structured and geared toward, you know, the people just flipping through channels looking for something different to watch. All right. I'm trying to think if there's any other international news other than obviously that date changing, which you mentioned with the regarding the major, which by and large I'm sure is well received over there.
I'm sure.
I don't think there was too much more.
Everybody loved it over there.
To it.
No, I mean, again, we just had Turkey Day, so there wasn't a lot of there wasn't a lot of action going on. I think everyone's just at home, kind of visiting family and doing whatever they do.
All right. Oh, okay. I don't know if we have a lot more to discuss unless you guys do out on the board. You can start thinking about it. But if not, Johnny V here is going to start working on our giveaway.
I'm ready, Terry. We have 134 ready? People eligible for our giveaway tonight. Ready and you giveaway. Can be eligible if you go to patreon.com/smashboxtv for as little as $1 a month. You can support us and be eligible for our drawing. You can also go to smashbox.tv/weekly giveaways and enter in there by hand every week like a schlub. Thanks to the people who are supporters, we're working on our Patreon supporter disc. That's at the $3 and above level. We should be getting that finalized here in the next few weeks and get that shipped out sometime early in the 2024 season. And it's thanks to all of the patrons for supporting us. It's why we can continue to do this week after week after week after week after week after week. So thank you. Thank you very much. We have 134 people tonight eligible, as I said. Terry Miller, how are we going to give? We already know what we're giving away. We're giving away that pink DD disc.
Well, it might not be this pink one because is technically, well, we probably have another one.
Okay, so we're giving away
this one's. We're giving away a dynamic disc / trilogy based product, though, with the drawings by Trent artwork on it. That much we do know.
Not necessarily that exact pink one.
This is a river. I think I had some rivers and diamonds left. So, yeah, we'll get you something for sure. How are we going to do it is the question.
What number should we draw, Terry?
You know, Zoe's 40th. And we had 4 guests tonight. So I think the 4th number seems appropriate. We rarely go 4.
That does seem appropriate.
The default is 2.
Our first number was 80. Our second number is 66. Our third number is 44. Then we went to 84.
84.
84 is our number. Let me not dox anybody. I sorted it by email address this week. 84. When you go down to 84, you get Matt Sayers. Matt Sayers, congratulations.
Matt Sayers, I like it.
Yeah. Ooh. Based on what I'm seeing here, his donation level and the total amount that he's given, he's a brand new person.
So,
literally,
Matt.
Yeah, he signed up November 14th. He's been on for 2 weeks and he wins. Matt,
you're coming out way ahead. Matt played this weekend in the cold turkey, so he already has his frisbee. So I'll have to find a mold he didn't pick. He got to pick 2 out of the 12 or 14 molds that I had. And Matt Sayers, who also was an extra supporter at the Cold Turkey this weekend.
Well, thank you, Matt.
Yeah, all around generous, kind.
Well, thanks for supporting,
superstar.
Matt.
Superstar. Thank you, Matt.
What
we
a lucky
it.
SOB.
Yeah. Yeah, how are you only playing that long and then all of a sudden you're a winner?
No, how come you... Yeah,
supporting that long.
Supporting that long. We've got people who've been supporting a long time, a lot longer time than aren't winning. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Ray. I'm sorry, Tim. I guess you just got to be Matt Sayers.
Matt played in one PDG event this year.
And it was yours?
It was this weekend.
Oh,
mine.
That's cool. Well, now he's got an he's going to have an extra disc coming his way.
Love it. Thank you, Matt. We appreciate it. So, yeah, that's pretty awesome. We'll have to see what disc he picked. That's pretty funny. Maybe one of the few guys that doesn't need one of these custom discs. But I mean,
here's what you do. Ask him. Ask him if he wants another one of those discs. If he doesn't, if he would prefer a different disc, we can give that one away next week.
Oh, my gosh. You
just to spread the love, Terry. But we'll get back to you on that one.
Yes. Either way, thank you, Matt Sayers. We appreciate it. One of my only remaining questions, Johnny, this one could pertain to you.
Ooh.
Do I host Chaining in the New Year, a flex start on New Year's Eve this year, which would coincidentally be on Sunday the 31st? I guess I could technically run it on Saturday the 30th. I always usually just pick the last weekend going into the new year.
But if I were you, I would do it on Saturday. I would not do it on New Year's Eve if you can, just because.
Even if it's a flex start?
Even if it's a flex start, okay. I just feel like there's probably people that are going to go out on Saturday because it's New Year's, and you're also going to have people that are going to go out on Sunday. That maybe Saturday might be a better, it might be more enticing to people, depending on what you are looking for. If you're looking for a lot of people, I think Saturday would be the better option than Sunday because not many people are going to be working Monday, being the first.
Yeah, I think almost no one.
But that's not going to stop some people from having some fun.
Mm. Also, speaking of fun, we're technically both in Croatia and here in the U.S. Dinko is celebrating a birthday over there in Croatia. So happy birthday to you, Dinko. I see that's today. Well, happy, he might be up even listening to
it. Happy birthday.
So. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's the one of the things swirling around. Our good friend Tom McManus wants me to commit to Chaining in the New Year, a flex start somewhere. It does sound fun. I did it last year, but we'll see if we're going to do it again this year. So,
Beaver Dam, here we come.
Beaver Dam, random Beaver Roundup. That could be brought back. That was a fun tournament.
That was a great tournament.
Hosted for many years. So. I don't think I have much else. It's been a long night. We had some phenomenal guests in the regular show.
You've got a homework assignment.
I do. I'm going to drive home and pull up the requirements that Luque had laid out, or the potential things to be included, and I will write up a referral letter or referral/recommendation letter for her to potentially be... able to get I believe it's a 5-year sports visa, which we've heard about with Thomas Gilbert and a few others throughout the years. I think that's relatively common, whether it's 4 or 5 years, doesn't matter. But I know that she is applying. That's what she's hoping to apply for. And I feel honored and flattered she'd ask me. Thank goodness we had the reminder.
Bradley, he lives in Pewaukee. If anything happens.
I mean, Bradley could just move to Norway.
I'm already your agent.
He could always just...
Clearly. Yeah, so obviously. I'll give you the Terry's info.
You could dox me. I mean, he's just...
It's so hard to dox you. I could literally Google your name and I think your address comes
probably.
Up. All right, let's close this out.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Again, we had a great time with Chandler, Raven, Zoe, and Dustin. Keep doing great work over there at Uplay. And if you want to find a way to support them, there's tons of different ways you can do that, or support any nonprofit here within Disc Golf. Support everyone. Support your locals, whatever they're doing. For Johnny V, I'm the Disc Golf Guy. I'll see you guys coming to you from Florida, from Gainesville this weekend. Looking forward to the action down at the Cho. This has been Smashbox TV's podcast 482. We'll see you next week when you step inside the Smashbox.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.